this is a kind of restriction for meat eating. In other words, the slaughter of animal animals is also restricted by certain rules and regulations in prayers. Considering these points, there was no reason to kill for a man was born in respected, highly exalted Brahma family. He was a god, God-realized soul, and a well-wisher to all living entities. The Veda do not at all sanction the killing of God's child by robes and priests. Consequently, the goddess Bhagavati emerged from the deity to be protection to the Lord's devotee. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explained that due to the Brahman effulgence of such a devotee as Bhagavati, deity was fractured. Only thieves and rogues in the modes of passion and ignorance, and maddened by material opulence, offered a mental sacrifice before the goddess Kali. This is not sanctioned by the Vedic instructions. Presently, there are many hundreds and thousands of slaughterhouses throughout the world that are maintained by the population, man, for material opulence. Such activities are never supported by the Bhagavad as food. One of the main themes of this verse and the portion is what's called in English jurisprudence. Jurisprudence in the dictionary is called, it's defined as the science and philosophy of law. What are the principles on which certain laws, certain legislations, and policy. Now, of course, it's not an exact science, it's a hard science. Therefore, we have in this world so many different types of laws. There are different sciences, there are different laws, there are different jurisprudence. There are different sources of the principles. Some are different from scriptures like the Quran, Sharia law. Some that it is developed in the course of time based on whatever culture or understanding the local people have. In this verse and in this, in these old chapters, you see different elements related to laws, related to what is sanctioned, what is not sanctioned. In other words, what is legal, what is not legal. And the major theme, which I find very important and relevant, is how the followers of Vaishnava Dharma, so perhaps the Bhagavata school, of the followers of Bhagavata school, their jurisprudence, their set of principles, legislative principles, interact in a society or in a number of societies in which the laws are not based on these principles. Do we follow the value of our rationale and the ancient tradition? We follow countries. Law, we follow law, we are just. But obviously, these are very big things, big things with very, very wide ramifications. And each case is different, each country is different, each state is different. sit on the in a church next to us and we won't be able to get the blessing there. You can see some examples. For instance, suicide, we consider suicide a very simple appearance. It's very, very simple. It's very forbidden. We don't know how to get suicide becomes a bonus. There are types of suicide which are compatible with education. We have seen one in this chat. We can have kind of credit the actual suicide we have seen in this chat. I don't know how many of you were here for the last 15 verses. Yes, the mother of Violet, she committed this suicide. She consciously, purposefully ended her life. But that's actually what was wrong. You can hear the people's circumstances as a leader. And so this is a level of, gives us a hint. Sometimes things are not just black and white or so easy for just saying that suicide is bad or suicide is good. Suicide is wrong. But there are certain forms of suicide. And the Bible, as you see in the Bible, the Bible is probably more and stopping eating and drinking and just keep walking towards the Himalaya and then walking back. The kind of suicide. And when you decide to stop eating and drinking, you're deciding to end devotion. But again, what are many subtleties? That's why people in all countries and all cultures study law, and sometimes they study for many years. We have to study so many years, there's still many controversies. You see, sometimes. The Supreme Court of the United States of America often had a very divided decisions. They want the same rules that were same constitution, but they come up with different policies. So as the voters, we need to be a little careful because sometimes we tend to project ideas on what is legal, what is legitimate, what is ready. And sometimes we cannot do 100% on campus. I'll give an example of the national name, but they disagree from this basis, everybody is grasping different demonic activities of modern society. And in the different items, he listed euthanasia. Euthanasia for this or not, for the people in the English language. Euthanasia is basically allowing somebody to die. When the person wants to die, because it's very, terminally ill, or they have an incurable disease, that's how people choose to die. So euthanasia is is a big topic in the world today. So we can talk about euthanasia as much. I would say that to say that we are against euthanasia is not a full picture. It's not a full picture. So God has spoken very strongly, for instance, about mercy killing. Is it a certain conversation the Bible would say how the Lord is feeling the mercy, and he spoke very strongly about the idea. He said it was a communist idea, and when somebody stops being productive, stops being healthy, the state, the family, can get rid of it. He was very much against that. But euthanasia has different forms. For instance, again, this is the each in description. The definition is the act or practice of ending the life of an individual suffering from a terminal illness or an incurable condition, as by a lethal injection or the suspension of extraordinary medical treatment. In other words, euthanasia can take an active form, you inject as a poison, you kill a person, or can take a more, I would say, passive form, you unclog the person's existence is survival, is depending on certain machineries, and not like a machine. Doesn't do anything on your hand, and by unplugging the machines, you can pull it. There is a conversation, I want to bring it, I want to read for comment, but it's a kind of thing that we get in the schools, because I'm not saying I should not be saying this, I should not be saying that, I don't know what to say. It's the morning walk in New York, 1976 to 1. And Soto Damodar Maharaj, who was, by the way, a scientist, he brings up the question, in this biomedical science, in this ethics, there is a problem arising. The person, the family of the person who suffered, says that, please don't apply these machines. Let the person die. But the medical doctors say, no, we'll keep him alive as long as we can go on. So this is a problem. So who is right? Is the family right or are the doctors right? So who do you say what? What should your doctors say is right? The family, from blood, from blood, or the doctors want to keep going on? What would you say? Okay. Do you have a mind for the religious colonists?
Yeah, if you have a little will, then a person can reject the other body and leave his desires in effect. He doesn't want to be in the world, he wants to be in the world, as long as we can. And that's one, if you have, as I was thinking about this, I'm thinking about the Virgin Birth, where he was, his family was in bondage, but then he saved his descendants from him, and him, because he was actually the one who was, you see, according to the Bible, he says, from the great Boston, he's going to slay him, he's going to slay him. So there's a circumstance that we have the advice of someone saying that this is how you can come to find the advice of your esteem and personal needs. Advising is here that is.
Okay, a couple of comments I'd like to say. What you said that the living will, the living will can be not developed in all countries, which brings up again the idea that there are different principles active in different countries. sometimes you can do that, and sometimes you cannot do that. Really, from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, the sages, I may be wrong, but my understanding is the sages did not actually advise Dhritarashtra to kill to to reject him, to disown his son. In other words, don't let him be the next king, don't let him be the prince. I remember the sages having killed the baby. And by the way, that one question was, what's your house in this particular thing? Can you come to that? Yes.
And they said to her, is that to say that they can give him normal life for at least another year or so? Papa said, normal life? He said, normal life is life without death. He said, the trees, they live for 500 years, but what is the value of their life? So it's better that he just thinks of Krishna and chants Hare Krishna stays with the devotees. So he wasn't killing the frog because the frog hadn't been put in, but he was advising that he not try to build the frog on this.
Okay. I want to know what your father said in this case was, is the family wife is the doctor's wife? So your father said, family wife. Family is intelligent. You are Vasca, by your son, let him die peacefully. So that is a form of euthanasia. The point I'm making is that when we talk about these things, we should be very careful and say that somebody may say things which are under incorrect, or we may say things which are partly correct, and we may often misrepresent. You may be so sure. And remember, you talk about legislation, the jungles, these are things that are very, very subtle. And there's a sometimes a lot of difference because different countries and different opinions that different based on legislations on different principles. I'll give an example. Shri Bhagavan here talks about self-defense. You know, if a person comes with an intent to kill, one can immediately take action and kill in self-defense. So this more or less is a universal principle. I don't know of any country who has not set the principle of self-defense. There are very wide, there's a very wide variety in how they apply. For instance, some countries agree that the citizen can equip himself or herself with the means for self-defense. Arms, guns. And sometimes this is relatively easy to buy on a run, legally. But in some countries, very, very, very hard. It's very difficult. If you have your own private gun, it's very hard. You can have up in the military, you can have up in the police, and it's interesting that, for instance, in Switzerland, is one of those countries which is very easy to have a firearm. In other words, the country, the relation with the state and the citizens is that the state says, yes, those Swiss citizens who can defend themselves who believe in this principle, and we believe you should be equipped. Because sometimes it's hard to kill an aggressor if you're not equipped. That's some sort of martial arts, It was partly rainfall in the summer of 2011. So, this states that, you know, we can defend it on every branch. But at the same time, in Switzerland, for instance, that penalty is an exist. If you're in Switzerland, you can do If you do any crime to hundreds of people, do not kill. The state will not kill you. Because they say that to him that the state doesn't have the right to take anyone's life. Yes, I believe it was last year in Norway, some person who was against the immigration policy of this country, he just went to a camping place where people were in education and just started shooting every time. And it was the people. Same person. And then early in the morning, there were some bombs and some rolling building. And that also killed some 30 people. Also. So the second in the morning, he killed other people. In Norway, there is no death penalty. The state said, you cannot kill it. Actually, you want to go to jail. So they say, you in this case of self defense, you can actually kill, but the state cannot kill. Other countries have a different idea. Some people can kill, some people can't. In China, for instance, it is completely different. It's the opposite. It's very hard to get a gun. Chinese citizens is very, very hard to legally own a gun. But China is a country in the world where they kill more people, the state kills more people. They have that penalty, and they enthusiastically implement it. Every year, more than 2,000 people are killed. That penalty. And China is one of these countries. Other countries have the only country that obviously has that penalty. But generally, in other countries, they use it in a very, very rare case. But only for special crimes, special violent crimes. In China, they use it also for economic crimes. If they find you in stealing money, or enriching yourself, they may put you to death. In fact, they kill more than 2,000 people every year. And actually, more than 2,000. The data every day, 5-6 people in China, they get killed. They are criminals, legally. So you see how, when you come to Jewish people, this is a very tricky thing. These principles are the base. And when we are, the body in Switzerland or the body in China, be very careful. For instance, there is a famous letter, famous for this law, into finding and self-defense. There's a famous letter which apparently went to the Northern Ireland rebels. There were some hooligans, there were some local criminals, not organized crime. They were basically some local ruffians, some youths. It was looking like the rebels. And there were some kind of hacking in the Northern Ireland, making trouble. So I took a look at this letter, and he wrote, "I'm very happy and sugar." Now, we have to be very careful because, first of all, you have to be very careful in your self-defense. You can very easily become on the side of the monster. You have to be very careful. It's a very common thing. But when you shoot, if you shoot them, you have to be very careful to demonstrate that you were under a lethal threat. You are defending your life, you're not just shooting them because of your life. Then, feeling very disadvantaged, it's not just to shoot anybody in your life. But, there are people in other countries where crimes are the local philosophy and the local legislation is allowed. So, anyway, I don't know if I'm trying or if I'm confusing you. I hope you ask my friends how to confuse you less, so that you are a bit careful when you talk about these things. If I'm confusing you, it's fine, because at least you can understand who you should be really, really careful when you speak about these things. How do you get that penalty? But the issue in itself, you can have an order without standing up. Is about the Hare Krishna, for or against what family? You are on a TV show, somewhere, especially in the US, most Western countries, besides the US, and even in the US, which is states, they are opposed to that penalty, in many Western Europe, Canada, North South America, basically, that they have to get that out. It's a principle that you consider valid. So you are there in France or in Brazil, and they ask you, you are from the Hare Krishna, are you for or against Hare Krishna? It's very tricky. It's very tricky. Because there is an element of principle. So Bob Sutton spoke about the penalty of money that said, very good for the person that failed. You need to be very careful in how you present it, where you present it. And you might want to give a different answer. In essence, like in form, if you are interviewed by a Brazilian TV crew or by a Chinese TV crew. If a Chinese TV crew asks you for guests, they will be very against. Well, actually, just recently, they made a 50-minute program, the Nation of China's video on the Hare Krishna. So, it's your passion. You want me to comment? Yes. Do we have that mic? Yes. Krishna Prabhupada also said other things. It's true, and that's exactly what I'm trying to bring up. So the Prophet said things, and he said other things. So the Prophet said, you will follow to what you need. I'll give you an example. Polygamy. Polygamy means having more than one spouse, marrying more than one person at the same time. Is the serial monogamy. That person has to be a good a serial monogamy. And so now they only one person at a time, they will never be matched. Oh, that's the point. And there are legal aspects that we believe that when we marry, that is to say, you have the idea that. A lady would be still maintained by the first husband. Right? Because the form of functioning as a husband still. So, how do you have two husbands? How many days, four days, or how many years ago? Again, when we come to the end, things are very complex. There's no black and white. And then, who says, your God is the soul of the Lord of the Lord? Yes, but we all always is said like that. What do you say? Polygamy, which is why we find both in this chapter, right? And Bharat was the son of the second man. There is a discussion. I won't get now into the whole history of what you have said on polygamy because it takes more time than what that means. It would be very interesting because all these principles are very nicely very nicely expressed in the illustrated. So, There's a discussion that happened in New Orleans. And it was I don't know if I give me a second because I have to do the set words. Okay. This happened. In New Orleans, all those close candidates had it the many leaders, it's a room conversation. Please understand the context, it's a room conversation. So it's a private setting, it's a single world decision. So at one point, looking at that, it was, are you saying that Alan Mansell had not been my wife? Alan Mansell. That's a difficult proposition. It's not allowed in this country. It's illegal. It's against the law. It's against the law. That is not very difficult. If you don't call life, you can have. If you don't call life, you can have. The law allows you to keep boyfriend, girlfriend, and instead of calling husband, call friend, that's all. I'm going to end my class on this. And this was August 1st. Next month, September, to the Bible of Bhagavan regarding the question of second marriage. It cannot be done. You can't be sure of anything. The letter is so easy. He goes, well, okay, I'm a friend. I'm pretty happy. I don't have no objection. If they want to marry more than one wife, they must live outside of our temples in their own arrangements. So that he still agrees on the principle. But he said it was to be outside the temple. We have no objection to that. It must be done outside the temple. It cannot be done inside the temple jurisdiction. Within the society, only one marriage can be allowed. So within the society, that's also another huge topic. What is within the world is without the society. Right now, we talk right now, which is the 3rd of December 2013. This is a legal definition, use in my religion. We're working on this. We don't have a definition, use in my religion. In March 76, it was about 7 or 8 months later, the GBC passed a law. And it is still in this one book, as it is on the 9.3.2. The law says, the title is Polygamy. And the law says, no polygamy is allowed in this one. Some of those GBC resolutions in the 70s, they were very close, they were very, I mean, they were granted. two syllables. No polygamy is allowed in six words. This is really this one. We keep in mind that 50 countries in this process allow polygamy. So more than 25% of the countries in this planet allow polygamy. Peter Peru, can I ask you, how many wives your father had? Six wives. Peter Peru is from Nigeria, West Africa. His father is a living man, a lady. Yeah, he has six wives. And he's going to be looking for this. Freedom. So imagine, is it easy to worry? But imagine, Bishop of this wife, his father is a very child, and he can't go to the body. So I want to take up a shot another day. Will we allow him to become a body? So yes. With the six ones? Yes. I say yes. We suddenly go to someone and stop. So this law of person is in the books. What's in the books? We have to discuss how to apply. To make things even more interesting, next year is 1976. Next year, in May, which is 14 months later, Cuba personally appointed the GDC what he wants. Any questions or comments? And we have a mic. I just want to say, as a person in the United States of America, there's a standard here that if you kill an aggressor on your property, make sure you drive the corpse inside the house. So you don't have to It's not a good thing. And I spent some months in the military, and they were telling us if you do the job for guarding and some other jumping and shooting, but make sure if you fall outside, make sure you go outside and bring it inside. It's a fact. Okay. Thank you. This mic is here.
Focus is given on the mountain as well, and the other system in society.
to your presence through the price of blood and all of the income. Oh, I'm trying to think how to do it. It's a short, comprehensive answer. How is the Manusmita? It's an outdoor scripture. And therefore, the principles of the Manusmita, obviously, they're the principles of based on knowledge, based on this knowledge. So, certain principles we should certainly apply to that extent we can. At the same time, there are issues which will have to look like your, for instance, the world, that some part of the Manusmita is manipulated and boundaries in order to maintain certain kinds of privileges. So when we say Manusmita, we also will not be found in the real Manusmita. Before, so we don't always know, is this heart, is this page, is this verse being manipulated? No. Applying Manusmita, I'll give you an example. The Manusmita said that if all doesn't take the humanity, the suffered fell from the 16, don't take it anymore. It's Manusmita. There's a window, the time, okay? You want to be accepted for 16, well, you cannot get it anymore. So how do you get the idea? If we apply that, I don't know, how many of you got a certain track for your dietaries, brown dietaries before you were 16? How many of you? Who? And then you don't even know this sort of acharya or everybody else, after working with us on it, you have to know how legitimated in the other sort of trend. If you don't have the 16. You follow what I'm saying? So, principles, yes, take some principles here, you can apply certain things, you can count, but you should not. Okay? Last question, there is a question from Mr. Jubin, from the mic. And then the voice.
I just wanted to comment on that, in modern countries like we do, like Sweden and then in Scotland, it's Netherlands. Actually, it is a privilege to have a family in Sweden. But not in Sweden, you can't marry students in Sweden, so you can get in Egypt, you can go to and then you go to the different legal regulations. Sweden is a country, even in the country, they don't go on to anything, but sometimes it's okay because.
That's a very good point. That's a thank you.
There's so many Muslims, and I'm also thinking that people have confused it. Some Muslims go to the countries of Congress, and they can maybe have some bodies. So, and then you go on to the countries, and then you go to the countries, let's say,
two Ashkenazis who want the same name.
And this lady is not in peace and commits
right now and for this. Thank you. You bring up a very important point. Yes, because on your earth, you know, you can have two counsel, you're legally married, because you're married in a counsel, because, in fact, in that conversation, I spoke in New Orleans, how did I end up with a book, and, so far, I think, in California, they are going to allow polygamy, so far, I said, so let them all go to California. Well, in India, this is very interesting because in India, traditionally, there is polygamy. Traditionally. They believe in the Bible every day, in the tradition. It's only in 1955 that there was a law passed. It's called the Hindu Marriage Act. And the government banned the Hindus from having more than one wife. And so that was very difficult about that. It wasn't mentioned going in the judicial or in the directory. But for instance, in the 4.6.6, it says, polygamy is allowed, and it says, nevertheless, society makes a law that one should not marry more than one wife. This is typical of the demonic society. This is written as an idea of passing of that law. So, I mean, I can't go back and feel about his mind, but I think it was something like this. And just one more. This thing of having geographically going somewhere else, or even cultures going somewhere else. This I'm reading from Wikipedia now. There have been many incidents of non-Muslims men converting to Islam solely for the purpose of practicing polygamy legally. There was a famous case 5 years ago, in December 2008, the deputy chief minister of Haryana, Chandra Mohan, he wanted to marry the former assistant advocate general of Haryana advocate. So he was lawyer, name of Anurag Mahajan. So they converted to Islam. And he, Chandra Mohan, became Chand Muhammad, and Anurag Mahajan became Fiza. So the grandmother, Fiza became legally his second wife. And then after some time, he converted back to his Hinduism.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.